Have you started to have regrets yet about coming to this Mass? Because no doubt some of you may be thinking, if I remembered that this was going to be so long, I would not have come. But yet you are here. Because guess what? The hour has come. If you remember the beginning of his ministry, Mary approached Jesus and said to him at that wedding in Cana of Galilee, "They have run out of wine." And Jesus' response to her was, "What does that have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. My hour has not yet come." But did you notice what happened, or what we heard at the beginning of this Passion reading? It said, when the hour had come. When the hour had come, he gathered at the table with his apostles. So yes, my sisters and brothers, this is the hour. And so it is an hour in which we're invited to participate. It is the hour for us to gather around the table, because somehow the Passion of Jesus begins at the table. And no doubt, but I won't tell you what it is fully, because you have to come back next week to hear about the way that it ended. Because somehow it begins and ends at the table. Because it is at this table that we get to understand the full extent of the Passion of Jesus. Because when we have one of the Eucharistic acclamations, it says, when we eat this bread and drink this cup, good. So when we eat this bread and drink this cup, we're proclaiming the death of the Lord. We're proclaiming the fact that the hour had come. And so every time that hour is brought before our very eyes, and we are invited to participate in it. But we see what happens at the table, don't we? Because Jesus pointed out that someone at this table is going to betray me. Someone at this table, someone who is here at this table with me. So we could say, someone who is going to participate in the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, one of those, someone is going to betray me. Is it you? 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 Is it you? Is it you? Is it you? Is it you? Who is it that is going to get up from this table and betray the Lord? Because somehow that betrayal comes out of selfish desires. Because Judas betrayed Jesus because he wanted something for himself. But that's not what Jesus is about. And even among the disciples in the Passion reading, what did we hear? that there at the table, they were arguing about who was the greatest among them. Because that is what we sometimes do, don't we? We think it is about us. And Jesus pointed out to them, without saying the words, that he was the greatest. He's not Muhammad Ali. But he said, I am among you as one who serves. That is where true greatness is. So I will say to you, my sisters and brothers, that if we do not serve God and serve his people, then we are living a life of betrayal of Jesus Christ. And so Paul tells us who this Jesus is in our second reading. He said, though he was God, he emptied himself and became obedient even unto death. So he emptied himself. Therefore, as we gather around this table, we're called upon to empty ourselves. And through that self-emptying, then we become like Jesus, obedient to the will and the way of God. So if we do not become obedient, then we're living as betrayers. And Judas would be no worse than ourselves. So yes, we have come to this hour. And Jesus is speaking to each one of us. And maybe the way in which we can show ourselves not to be betrayers is to look to Jesus and to say to him, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. So in other words, it's not too late. For that thief, it was not too late. And Jesus will look at us and speak to our hearts and say to each one of us who so desires, today, at this table, you are with me in paradise.